Tyson tries to move. He badly wants to move, to run after her, tackle her, stop her from... Where is she going? Oh God, where is she going? Loud footsteps, something heavy, a body perhaps, thumps into the wall outside his office, slamming hard enough to shake the books on the shelves. Tyson lifts the hand he had pressed to his wound. It drips blood. Oh God, please stop. The gun fires twice more in quick succession. Crack, crack, and the sound is horribly loud in the tight corridor. More footsteps, lighter footsteps, moving fast, running for the stairway that leads to the upper floors. They pound up, higher, higher, and then there is one final shot. This one close to the open office door, near the bottom of the stairs. The running footsteps stop. All the screaming stops. No! Tyson roars and slides an arm beneath him, tries to leverage himself to his knees so he can... What? Save them? Save who? That madwoman just killed your best friend, your family. Now get the fuck up! Tyson rolls over and pushes his suddenly very heavy body onto one elbow. His hip burns in agony, and the broken bones in there crunch and crackle as he tries to swivel onto his ass to confront her, to do something. Instead, he watches helplessly as she walks slowly, casually, back into the office, her movements controlled and smooth, her face stoic, as if bored. The gun is held at her side, and Tyson can almost imagine a stream of death slipping from the tip of its barrel like smoke. She walks toward him, past the desk, stopping a few feet away, just out of his reach. She stares down, her face still expressionless.
You miserable psychotic bitch, he says, tears flowing down his cheeks.
Not really. Not quite. If you'd only taken the money, this could have all been avoided. But it's obvious you're in too deep, Mr. Parks. It's using you, and the damage needs to be controlled. You need to be stopped before you can do more harm. I was hoping for a different outcome, and I'm sorry I found you so late. But to be frank, you shouldn't have been so accepting. I blame your naked greed, your imbecilic manhood. She says this bitterly, as if scolding him for having bet on the wrong horse in the sixth race. All this death, she continues, looking around at figurative bodies and blood, as if wondering how it had all come about, as if she were simply a bystander who stumbled unawares into a scene rife with violence and gore. She raises the gun and points it steadily at his chest. He wants to speak, to offer a counter-argument, but is momentarily distracted by movement from behind her.